in Daytona Beach over the last 12 months, job growth was 5,800 new jobs, which is pretty good. But it's down from 6,500 new jobs in 2014. The rate of job growth was 3.2% compared to 3.6% for the state as a whole. So clearly a much more restrained growth trajectory. And the rate of growth actually declined in tourism and some of the major important drivers of Daytona's economy.
Tourism, when it's growing here, it's contracting, relatively speaking, in Daytona. Why do you think that is?
I think that the big attractions in Orlando that have invested so much and the big convention center is a major draw. And so it makes it more difficult for the outlying areas, even on the beach, Daytona and Melbourne, to be able to compete. So they get some increases in their tourism markets, but at a slower pace than in Orlando.
If they'd like to up those numbers, what do you think they could do?
Well, there's a lot of things. Daytona Beach has a great name recognition. I mean, everywhere in the world knows that name, and brand value is worth a lot. But with their focus on major events, the Daytona 500, Bike Week, what happens is they get these big surges of tourism and then a very flat or low period. And it distorts the costs of providing public services, so it makes it a relatively higher cost place. Now, they've done a lot on the public policy front in establishing community redevelopment area along the beach fronts and trying to promote growth. They built a convention center. They have a airport. So they have the ingredients, but the politics don't seem to be quite right to do the things necessary to trigger the redevelopment that has occurred, say, in Palm Coast or further in South Florida, where there's been a tremendous amount of redevelopment along the coastal areas that hasn't been in Daytona over the last 20 years.
When you say the politics aren't in place, what does that actually mean?
Well, it's the desire to really change on the one hand, and it's the money on the other hand. So the desire to change. The county did restrict beach driving, but it didn't eliminate beach driving. It didn't make the big change. Now, politically, that's hard for them, but that's what kind of holds them back. It's sort of these halfway steps. They formed a CRA, but over the last 5 years, the city and county couldn't come to terms on incentive packages to trigger major hotel developments. Now, they have a couple of new hotel developments that are proposed, but yet they haven't broken ground. So hopefully that'll happen, but the incentives might not be enough to get them over the hurdle.
So one foot in the past, one foot in the future?
Yeah, that's kind of where Daytona's been for 20 years. And in Florida, Nicole, communities have a right to determine what kind of growth they want to have. Do they want to have major growth like in Orlando, a major redevelopment like in South Florida? Or do they want to have, as we said, one foot in the present, one foot in the past, sort of keep things at modest levels as they have done in Daytona Beach or in Clearwater, or Pinellas County? That whole coast hasn't really redeveloped on the West Coast the way it's redeveloped in South Florida. So those are bona fide local decisions, but they have their consequences.
Does Orlando stand in contrast to these areas?
Very sharply, Nicole. Orlando and Orange County have done a great job in terms of encouraging tourism. They built a huge convention center. They built a great airport. We have invested in our roadway network. We may have a lot of congestion on I-4, but statewide, nationwide, it's a pretty good roadway network, especially in terms of accommodating tourism. We've been fortunate to be blessed with three major attractions and many other significant attractions who invest repeatedly. And the local governments encourage that. And so the result is very different. The local governments combined to build the three venues, the Performing Arts Center and the Magic. We're now seeing soccer. And so the community is very supportive of that. The government's very supportive of that. And so we get a lot of that type of growth. And that's in contrast to other areas that haven't made the same kind of political commitments.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.